Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, here we go on a Red Friday in Kansas City. It's Cody and Gold. We are live out at Blue Springs, in Blue Springs, out at Community America Credit Union. Another Red Friday tailgate. We're at their location, South Outer Road, just off of 70. You guys know we've had a ton of fun with these Red Friday tailgates. Starts at 11 o'clock, Cody. Free food for the first 100. Chance to win Chiefs-Colts tickets. The big ATM is out here. And then a little bit later on, the Chiefs cheerleaders, KC Rumble, going to be here. It's going to be a good day, man.
Yeah, they've always got some other prizes in there as well. If for some reason you do not win the Chiefs Colts tickets, although, as Gold mentioned, they do have them available. Yeah, plus, you mentioned it, free food, swag. We got koozies. You can come out and see the show live and in person if you want. We even dressed up for Halloween.
It is Halloween, man.
It's
Happy
a Friday.
Halloween.
It's Halloween, so we dressed up. I'm still most proud. One of the most proud things I've ever done on Halloween is carve that Cody and Gold pumpkin.
It looks good. I saw you posted it again.
Oh, man. I'll never stop posting that thing on Halloween. It took me so long. I spent hours on it.
That was like 4 years ago. I saw you reposted it. I was like, there's no way he carved it again.
No. God, no. I'll never do that. No. A second time?
Yeah, it is Halloween, which means they actually have a whole area set up for it with some candy as well out here. It starts at 11 o'clock. Today, people were asking what kind of food do we have for the lunch today. Community America Credit Union has Hawaiian food today. So Irv Zilla's Hawaiian Grill is out here. So an opportunity to get some great lunch today as well. If you watch us on social or check us out on our Instagram page, you can see, maybe we'll take some photos later. But yeah, Cody, so it is Halloween. We did each dress up.
Yes.
Let me start. You can give your critique of mine. I'll give my
okay.
critique of yours real quick. So currently you're not wearing the hat. And so
doesn't fit with
okay.
the
so
headphones.
That's important.
Which I did not
so
think
with the hat, I get what you're going for. Without the hat, Cody looks like a Teletubby.
I don't know if there are any brown Teletubbies.
If there were, that's
that's the
that's,
one.
That's what I'm viewing here.
He'd
but
be a drunkard.
Who are? What are you supposed to be? And with the hat,
I am.
With the hat, I there
with
we go.
The hat, it fits.
Yeah,
and it looks right. I am supposed to be, even though I left the shovel at home, Smokey the Bear. You know, and I'm always accused of causing problems on this show. So instead, I'm trying to prevent forest fires. You know,
okay.
Only you, Gold, can prevent forest
That's right.
fires. I'm trying to help society. You know,
uh-huh.
You are dressed up like a referee, but
yeah.
not a regular referee. You have Chiefs iron-on patches mm-hmm. on like the chest area,
uh-huh.
on the side of the hat. You got a whistle.
Yeah, I'm not
I will say the pants don't match the shirt exactly, but they are black,
wow,
so I'll give you that.
They didn't come with you. These are just normal black sweatpants. And I do have a whistle. I'm not going to destroy everybody's radios.
No,
and,
that's probably for
that.
The best.
That
I'd say it's pretty fitting,
yeah.
considering.
And I do have a
stuff.
Flag, which is, you know, I actually want to have this permanently on the show.
If you don't hit me in the eye.
We don't want to pour on Orlando Brown, or the ref that threw a flag in Orlando Brown Jr.'s dad's eye back in the day in the 90s. We were talking about that before the show. But I do have a flag I can throw. So if today, if you say something.
If you don't
or whatever,
like one of my takes,
yeah,
you're
I think
the flag?
We should permanently have this
oh,
on
okay,
the show.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. If something's out of line.
Admittedly, the only thing I'm missing for my costume, I was looking for like Monopoly cash.
Oh.
I wanted to have cash hanging out of my pocket to lean all
Why
the way
you just,
in.
Why don't you just like print some fake money on a printer?
I don't have a printer.
I mean, there's some at work.
I didn't go to work today because we went straight to we're on remote.
You had plenty of days to print.
Oh,
that would be. I would think the money would be an important one. The other part of the problem with your outfit is I'm quite toasty. It's a little chilly this morning.
Oh,
it's supposed to be very nice today.
It is.
You got to wear a jacket. You're hiding part of your costume
for
right
now.
Now
but by the time that, the tailgate starts, you know, we're not in the sun yet. Is also part of it. So yeah, you know what? We'll be all right. Happy Halloween to everybody.
You
coming
can see
out.
What we look like on social media. We posted a video of us out here.
And tell me, I'm telling you, Teletubby Cody over here. Teletubby Cody.
I look like Smokey the Bear. I put jeans on over this thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know why Smokey the Bear wears pants. My daughter this morning, she said, "Who are you again?" I said, "Smokey the Bear." She said, "Bears don't wear jeans."
She's right.
I said,
She's
"Smokey right. the Bear does."
You know, your daughter's
correct.
She
said, correct. "You should be Indiana Jones with that hat." And so I'm like, "That's not even his style of hat." Either way.
You guys can interact with the show on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7965. Coming up in about an hour, Josh Briscoe going to join us, Chiefs reporter, of course, Chiefs pre- and post-game host, I should say, for the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll get his perspective on Chiefs and Bills. Also, later on in the show, around 12:30, Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. Then at 1 o'clock, we will go behind enemy lines a little bit. Mike Shope from WGR 550 in Buffalo going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on Chiefs, Bills. And let's start right there, because do you think the Bills, as their fan base, they view this as big of a game as they have in the past? Because they've won these regular season matchups. The Chiefs have owned them in the postseason. They're 4-0 against Josh Allen and the Bills in the postseason. But in the regular season, Mahomes is just 1-4 against Josh Allen. Well, the regular season wins have not equated to anything for Buffalo
sure.
in the postseason. And this go-around, it's all about keeping up in your own division. So you have that. So is that what is keeping it as a big game? Because I'll ask Mike, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm saying, all right, we beat Kansas City. We need it this year because the AFC East is ultra-competitive and all of that. But I think by now they have to recognize that beating Kansas City in October or November, by the time they get to kickoff on Sunday, doesn't have any bearing, really, on the chances of you getting to a Super Bowl
no,
because they're 0-4 against Kansas City.
It doesn't have a bearing on that, but this is where I'll say it still matters more than normal. One, when you hate a team this much, when it means this much, this game to me has turned into like maybe a low level, but at least a college football rivalry. At least like the Sunflower Showdown. As in like, look, I'm not calling it Michigan-Ohio State, but like I think it is like a college rivalry in the sense that these two teams do just want to beat each other to beat each other. So I do still think that there's some part of that. The other part of this is because where Bills fans are on this season with their team, I think there's something to, we don't trust this team. We don't like our defense. We don't like our offense. We don't know where we are. And Bills fans or the Bills team would take this as a, oh, you know what? Everything's okay. We can still beat the Chiefs in the regular season. We're not as far off as we feel like right now, because at 5-2, the sense in Buffalo is like, this team's not good. And if you look at their schedule and who they've beaten, I could see why you would worry about that. Doesn't mean it's true, but I could see why you would think, uh-oh, we might be in some trouble. This Chiefs game offers you, Golden, my opinion, a chance to comp yourself against, look, whether we think the Bills are great or not, Chiefs go out and beat the Bills on the road, that's a hell of a win. That's a very,
well, you get to 6-3 going to the bye week. And from a national narrative perspective, if there's anybody that still is skeptical for some reason about where this Chiefs offense is trending, where the defense is at, if Kansas City were to go out there and win in an impressive fashion too, not just win, ultimately everybody listening just wants the Chiefs to win and get to 6-3, but if this was a really impressive victory on the road, and as in they, you know, won by more than a touchdown or something like that, I think everybody, even the haters to a certain extent, will have to acknowledge that this is a team that is going to be a problem for everybody in the NFL again, despite how many people hate for that to be reality. And I know the Chiefs are already the Super Bowl favorites, and that's been the way for a couple of weeks. But if you go and you shut down the Bills' offense, that will give people way more faith in this Chiefs defense. Because offensively, I'm not worried about their offense going to Buffalo. We're going to talk about does it travel and all that here at 10:30. But the Bills' defense is not good. I'm sorry. Like the Bills' defense,
it has real problems, and they just lost their number one pass rusher, so it got worse.
And I know that most likely in a game like this, you're going to get the best probably defensive performance of the season from Buffalo in terms of effort and all that because they're playing Kansas City. You know, I expect Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to be at their best because it is Buffalo. I do think both teams play at that level when they match up regular season or postseason. And this notion of holding stuff back, I don't think either team, if you actually buy into that theory, and I know a lot of people do, if you buy into, oh, they're saving this for this later on regular season, or in this case, postseason matchup, if you buy into that theory, I don't think that would apply here. The Chiefs have three losses already. Buffalo has two, and they have a Patriots team with a quarterback playing at an MVP level. Yes, an MVP level in Drake May. So you don't have the luxury, even if that was your philosophy ever before, and I'm not so sure it necessarily was or is. That's why I think you're getting the best from both in terms of play calling, opening it up. I think, you know, I was talking to somebody in Rochester yesterday. I was doing a hit there up in Bills country, and they were saying that the thought there is that they're about to unleash their offense that they've been holding back for this game. They think that's where James Cook will be more involved in the passing game, is that they've been saving that. And I can't speak to that. I haven't watched as much Bills football as they have, but I do think James Cook will be way more of a factor in the passing game, and that's my biggest concern defensively, other than the obvious that number
well, –
You know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I do fear that, but also Gold, like, look, I think the Chiefs' rush defense is very good. They've stopped pretty much every back. They've stopped ETN effectively.
Oh, on the ground, I'm with you. I'm talking about, in the passing game.
It's a little of both. Like, I do think that they've stopped everyone in front of them. I also realize that they're getting ready to face the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 NFL rushers, and maybe they've been good at stopping running backs, but we're getting ready to face a different level of challenge over the next 4 weeks based on the way those guys have performed. And so the same way I said this about the Bills, I view it that way. I view this as a test for – I cannot, honestly, be more optimistic about what the Chiefs are right now. They are playing and are acting like a top-five offense, a top-five defense. They are beating everyone handily right now. And I don't think it gets any tougher than a regular season road game in Buffalo. That's about as tough of a challenge as you can have. And you're playing their best, or you're playing your best, and they're playing medium level, not their best, but medium level football right now. At Denver, at Buffalo, their next two games, I know the bye's in between it. Those are real tests where are we just kind of drinking the Kool-Aid because everything looks good and Mahomes is high flying and things are good and there are real problems that we've been ignoring? I view it that way. I am confident. I'll say I don't think they're real problems we're ignoring, but also Buffalo is the kind of team that can expose you in that way.
Coming up in 20 minutes, I do want to talk about the offense and defensive dominance more, Cody, and whether or not it travels. Because, you know, I'm not talking about historically. We know Mahomes is capable of going on the road in the playoffs and getting to a Super Bowl and winning one and everything. I'm talking about the current dominance that you just spoke about. Does that happen on the road? We've seen this current run they're in. It has all been in home games for the most part at Arrowhead. So I want to talk about that in 20 minutes. But we know the trade deadline is on Tuesday. And after the Chiefs get through this game on Sunday, that'll become way more of a topic. And I think things will heat up, at least conversationally, on Monday and into Tuesday afternoon's deadline. But you have an interesting perspective. You think this is an audition kind of game for a member of the Chiefs' backfield.
I look at this as Breshard Smith's chance to make him not trade for a running back. And because I know that the Pacheco injury is probably only a couple of games, right? Might only be the one. Hell, he was trying to get back on the field. Maybe they just take the bye week, take this week, and then shove him back out on the field with his MCL injury by the time they face Denver. But at the very least, it's 1 to 2 games, maybe 2 or 3 games, where Breshard Smith should be used more. And if they use him more, which I think they will, and he performs well, this game is the only game we can put on paper to prevent you from trading for a running back. So here's your moment. Use Breshard Smith. Find out what you have. See where you are in the running back room. And find out if you do need to make, even if it's a minor trade. I'm not talking about the Breece Halls of the world. As in,
I got some odds on that for you, by the way.
Yeah, you know, like, it could be someone like that. But I do think that this is a test. Now you're starting running back. The guy who is running the best on your team is hurt. Your short yardage back, who's been excellent, the best runner in short yardage in the NFL, maybe he gets exposed if he has to be run more. That's what happened last year. Kareem Hunt wore down. I don't know that we want to say that or not, but that's what happened. He admitted
absolutely.
It. He wore down. Pacheco's hurt. And the only for sure guy that you know is healthy and young is Breshard Smith. So use him this Sunday and find out if you need any help at back. That's the way I want to view it.
So Andy was asked about Kareem Hunt and, you know, just the wear and tear and how fresh he is, and he acknowledged that this offseason, this past one, was the first one where he was able to, like, really get in great shape again because he hadn't played in so long when they signed him off the street a year ago. So I think for this game, can Kareem Hunt handle it? I think so. I am more concerned that if Pacheco misses multiple weeks, and there's a chance he can miss another game after the bye week as well. We'll see. An MCL sprain is also not something that necessarily has the best re-injury rate.
Yeah.
Re-aggravate the injury rate, I should say. But, the thing with Hunt, I think in this game you're good. I'm worried that come Denver or Colts, that if all of a sudden he's carrying the ball 17 times in each of those games, does that impact in how he wears down later? Now, my guess is they're not going to let him get to that amount. My guess is they're just going to throw the ball a lot more or have, as you discussed, the extension of the run game.
Oh, yeah. Xavier Worthy, Rasheed Rice
will be a factor. Breshard Smith is the clear beneficiary of the Pacheco injury. But how much – we're going to find out. How much do they trust him to add – I don't know, six more carries. So far, when he gets the ball in handoffs, usually they're outside zone runs. They're not really letting him run in between the tackles. That's where he was effective, though, in college. In college, that's where Drew probably knows the number, over 1,000-yard back in college last year at SMU.
Yeah, they're using him more, but I think some of that is pass coverage stuff, right? And so, like, when you line him up directly behind, he's either got to be in pass coverage, it's harder for him to get out in those spots. And I think that's some of it. But here's the truth, Gold. If they just use him the same amount they have been using him, Breshard Smith finishes the game with 4 catches and 0 carries. That's essentially how they have been using him, maybe 1 carry or 2. If they don't, if it's just all Kareem Hunt and a dash of Breshard Smith, which a dash is all he's been getting, well, then I'm going to think the likelihood of them trading for a running back is stronger because they know, or they think Pacheco's coming back next week because it's running a real risk. I'm not saying they can't ever go Elijah Mitchell or Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Carson Steele, all very familiar names, by the way, in the league, that are all on their roster or on their practice squad somewhere. But they're looking to maintain a dynamic rushing attack. And as you had pointed out with the wide receiver depth, right? Like, you know, Tyquan Thornton essentially doesn't get used right now. And it's like, well, would you ship him? And I'm like, no, not really, because you and I both agree what happens in case of injury. I mean, if Pacheco for some reason misses any extended period of time, the running game looks dramatically different. We can knock Pacheco early in the year all we want. He's been a very effective runner for this team.
I will say a lot of teams, if all of a sudden their top back is injured, it's going to make you feel differently about the rushing attack. Right now, when prior to the injury, with Pacheco, his role, Hunt in his role, Smith in his role, the running attack is perfectly fine. In fact, it's pacing still to be one of their better rushing backfields in terms of overall yards. I think it includes Mahomes if you do this, since like 2016, 2015. I know it didn't feel that way, but it is. It's setting up to be one of the better backfields the Chiefs have had, certainly the best in the Mahomes era. I know they don't have the singular back that's dominant, but the combination works. Now,
if I added all their skill sets into one running back, I'd be very happy with that running back.
And that's what they've done, essentially. Yeah. So, yeah, if Pacheco were to miss more than a week or two with this knee injury, or on Sunday, if, you know, God forbid, there's another injury to, a Smith or a Hunt, well, then if that happens, then you are forced to trade for somebody on Tuesday. We're going to get into some of the odds, I know, later on in the show for other trade candidates, but you brought up the name Breece Hall, so I'll at least mention it. These are offshore odds. Landing spot for Breece Hall, the Jets running back, if you believe he actually will get traded and he, you know, has an expiring contract, he's a rental essentially at this point. The Cardinals at 2-1 are the favorite. Remember, they've dealt with a bunch of running back injuries. James Conner's on the shelf. Trey Benson.
They were down to Michael Carter for a while. They're starting
Bam Knight or whatever his name is. Zonovan Knight, Bam Knight. L.A. Chargers 3-1. They've got running back injuries, although Vidal has looked really good filling in, and I think Amarian Hampton's expected back at some point. The Chiefs have the third best odds to land Breece Hall at 5-1. Steelers 6-1. Texans 7-1. And then keep going down the list.
That's the one thing that's interesting about the Chargers still is when they had Hampton, they looked like a more functional offense. Like, they had a guy who looked like he might have a little bit of wiggle in the back room or in the backfield. Him, Gadsden, some wide receiver. Like, they'll have some weapons once it's all put back together. I just remember the original Hampton didn't seem like it was going to be that long. Guy's already been out for like 5 weeks.
Well, he's on IR. Yeah, minimum four, so I don't know exactly the time
frame. Feels like he's been out for a while. I don't know if it's 5 weeks, but it feels like it's been forever, at least on their end. No, I do really view it. And look, I'm trying not to overreact, But in a matchup like this, the Bills-Chiefs games are always down to the wire, very close, back and forth between two teams. If you look at the playoff games, both teams give up way more points per game than they normally do on defense. Just one guy plays a little bit better than the other, that guy being Patrick Mahomes. In the regular season games, they both are historically score less points or score more points against each other, maybe because they know they have to, but all that continues. And so I don't want to not forget that Isaiah Pacheco not being on the field could have an impact on Sunday in a game in which I think the margins are very small, Gold. That's all. Only you got to smile on that photo. Someone said smile
for a photo, and you were talking, so I was able to. It would have been awkward radio if you just stopped talking.
Why did Cody stop in the middle of his sentence?
Yeah, that would have been a little weird. Let's get into Thursday Night Football for a second, because the Dolphins got embarrassed last night. The Ravens,
they're going to win that division. I can't believe it.
Let's get to the Ravens first. That's fine. We can go there. The Ravens win, gets them to 3-5. The Steelers have the Colts coming up on Sunday, and the expectation is that the Steelers will likely win or likely lose that football game to Indianapolis. That will be three straight losses.
That's the assumption.
That'll be three straight losses for the Steelers. And if that happens, the Ravens, to me, are winning this division. Like, I even think that way today, but I guess I'll leave open the possibility of an upset on Sunday with the Colts. But this division is going to be the Baltimore Ravens, and they got Lamar going again, and he's healthy, and I think they're going to end up being a problem in the AFC North and win that. On the flip side, you have the Miami Dolphins.
Who literally a minute ago just fired their general manager.
Yeah. So senior personnel executive Champ Kelly is now going to be in charge of their decisions because, as you said, their GM has been fired. Kelly's the new interim GM, and so he'll make decisions heading into the trade deadline where they got multiple players that could get moved. There's rumors around Jalen Waddle, there's Jalen Phillips, there's Bradley Chubb, who maybe the Baltimore Ravens are also going to be interested in. But when you look at the Dolphins situation, Mike McDaniel, this is the time to fire him if you're going to fire him, right? It's the mini bye. You played Thursday night. You got embarrassed. You're 2-7.
You got 10 days to get it done.
And that is a team that ultimately we know at the end of the year is going to fire him anyway. Like, we all know that,
correct,
right? So the question is, do you feel like it's gotten embarrassing enough that you have to make the switch? Has he lost the locker room and all that? Or, no, we'll hang on to this. Because if you don't fire him today or this weekend, then to me you should just keep him for the rest of the year.
I agree. Well, and you just fired the GM, new guy's in charge. He's probably sitting in meetings all day today, Gold. Hey, are we trading Tua to a quarterback-hungry team? Are we benching Tua? Are we cutting ties of Mike McDaniel? He's sitting in there with the owner right now. You know this works. He's sitting in there with Stephen Ross. They're going back and forth. You're the guy in charge. You told me in a meeting last week, what would you do if you were the guy in charge? So let's go through it. And if he thought, no, it's worth keeping Mike McDaniel through the end of the year, because that's the one thing about Mike McDaniel that we keep trying to fire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
they find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Is all reporting says that Ross really likes McDaniel, thinks he's a smart football guy, and they seem
I think he is a smart football guy.
I think they seem to think internally the bigger issue is Tua, and so Tua last night again said something weird where he's like, "Oh, the opposing fans from the Ravens coming in here made it hard to make calls." I'm like, Tua, stop talking. Like, you make it worse, or just say static answers, or like, I don't know.
Do you think though?
I think he's lost. They lost. He needs a fresh start. Maybe he's one of those Sam Darnold types, because he's shown some flashes in the NFL, but it ain't happened in Miami.
Do you think anybody else is going to get more out of Tua than Mike McDaniel has, though?
Nope.
Right.
Not me. No, because I do think Mike McDaniel's a smart football mind. Maybe he's not NFL head coach worthy. I wouldn't hesitate on an offensive coordinator job if I were another team.
No, and then, but that's what I'm saying with Tua is if we all agree that Mike McDaniel, especially 2 years ago when they were rolling offensively,
yep,
that he got the most out of Tua, then – who else is coming in that's going to make this any better of a situation? I'm not advocating for Mike McDaniel, you know, to not eventually lose his job and you have to move on in the NFL. You can't let the product be what the product is currently.
Sure.
But I haven't looked up the contract of Tua. When's the closest they can get out of a contract like that? So if you're the next guy that you hire, are you stuck with Tua as your quarterback? That's what is a little more interesting. You know,
I mean, would you take that job if you said you were stuck with Tua? I wouldn't.
It depends on who the candidate is, right? I mean, there's only so many NFL jobs, you know.
But if
you
I'm a good candidate, I might wait.
Right. You know, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, who most people think is going to be a head coach again next year,
I'm
probably not taking the job with Tua.
Next year, Tua Tagovailoa is a $56 million cap hit. I got bad news for you. He's $99 million dead against the cap.
He's the starting quarterback next year.
So next year, he is the starting quarterback for them. The year after that, I'm not saying it's an easy pill to swallow, but it is certainly one that I've seen teams make, which is – they'd save $22 million on the cap by cutting him. They'd still have to eat a $30 million dead cap hit.
Well, that's nothing compared to the Russell Wilson stuff.
That's what I was saying. That's the Russell Wilson deal. So you could wash your hands clean of him after next year. And look, there are worse spots to say. Draft a quarterback high in the NFL draft if you're the new GM. Let's say you get to keep the job. Greer's been with him since 2000. He started with a scout. He's worked with him for 25 years. So, like, that probably wasn't an easy decision on their end. But, you know, you start with Tua to begin the year. You get halfway through the year and he's still a $56 million cap hit. He's a $56 million backup to the guy you drafted. You're not stuck with him forever, I guess, is the point. Depending on
the Dolphins, 2-7 football team. They actually, in the first half, had chances to punch it in the end zone.
They were moving the ball pretty well in the first
couple
half.
Drive, yeah. Against a Ravens defense that we still don't think is all that good. But
no,
they got Derrick Henry going last night. Lamar looked comfortable last night, looked healthy, most importantly for them, and I think the Steelers are in big trouble in the AFC North. We are broadcasting live at Community America Credit Union, the Red Friday tailgate. It starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 1. We're broadcasting till 2. First 100 people starting at 11 will get some great lunch from
Irv Zilla's Hawaiian Grill.
Yeah, it's a food truck they have out here today.
I'm looking up their Instagram and see what the food looks like.
Chiefs cheerleaders. Casey Rumble going to be out here as well. And, of course, the big ATM, your chance to win Chiefs and Colts tickets. It's Halloween. They got candy out here. People are dressing up as well. So it's going to be a good day here at Community America Credit Union. All right, coming up next, I want to talk more about the offense and defensive dominance. And how confident are we that that is traveling, given where they've done it? And 10 years ago, obviously, we had one of the best moments in Kansas City history. We'll get to that next. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Drew Nixon producing the show. He's got the video stream up and running. We're obviously not in studio today, so I'm afraid to see what the stream looks like. I don't know if Drew's got some Halloween thing. Drew, has the potluck started back in the building? What's the lowdown there? Did you decide what you're bringing?
It doesn't start till 11, so
okay.
No, it has not started yet. I brought a big bag of candy is what I brought.
That's, what kind of candy?
That's easy. I like it.
A mix of...
I want to judge you to see if you got a good bag or
let
not.
Me see. Regular M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Snickers, Milky Way, and I think Three Musketeers are in there too. All chocolate, chocolate, huh? Yes.
I like that they make the bags that have the mix now, you know, where you can get the, like, more fruity candy and chocolate. You know, I like the mix. My only complaint in there is I've tried it, like, peanut M&Ms, mediocre M&M. I like peanuts.
I agree.
I like them separately. I don't need them together.
I think Three Musketeers for me is the weird one where, like, when I have it at Halloween, I'm like, you know what? This is actually really, really good, but I will never just go buy a Three Musketeers.
I like it in I think it's a quantity amount.
Yeah.
I like it in a fun size amount. I don't want a full Three Musketeers candy bar.
That's right.
I think that's what it is. Versus what's your – I think the most underrated candy bar of all time is the Whatchamacallit.
Oh, I'm out.
On the Whatchamacallit?
I'm not a big fan. My favorite, just Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, to me, is the best thing ever. That is.
I said underrated. I didn't say it's my number one candy bar.
Reese's
of all time,
at the top for sure. And then after that, I mean, you guys always, honestly, just give me like one of those Dove chocolate bars. Those things are great. The Dove chocolate's way better than the Hershey, but usually you don't see the Dove being handed out.
Drew,
but,
did you dress in a costume today?
I did not dress in a costume today.
Over on Twitch, they were asking. They said, come on, switch the camera. Let's see your costume.
No, I'm just wearing
You didn't wear one.
We already know what costume he's wearing at the end of the football season. We already know. By the way, the stream, I think, still says commercial break, but we'll get that fixed as well. We are live out at Community America Credit Union over in Blue Springs. We're on the South Outer Road location. So there's two locations. We are off of 70 and South Outer Road. Red Friday tailgate starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 1. The big ATM out here, chance to win Chiefs-Colts tickets. They're going to have some great food from a Hawaiian food truck out here. Casey Wolf, Chief Cheerleader, is going to be here as well. And, yeah, come on by, say hello. We actually do have some 96.5 The Fan t-shirts while supplies last, which we don't always have those on these remotes. Have you asked?
I like it.
We do. We have some of our gray 96.5 The Fan t-shirts.
If for some reason you miss out, you can always go to our Breaking Tee shop. We got all kinds of different stuff there, including some NFL insider gear and Cody and Gold stuff, all available over there as well. We'll talk about the Royals here in just a minute. I know that sounds weird, but this weekend will be the 10-year anniversary since they won the World Series, and so I have a question for you guys. But you had asked me, and you had looked up maybe some numbers where the Chiefs are dominating, but one thing that we've just been not saying, I think, out loud is all three of the last games in which they've been kicking ass, home, and what was that last one? Home.
Yeah. And
can they take the show on the road, right? Is that
for
the question?
Sure. And I think they probably can. Let me be clear. Like, if you're asking me, do I think that Mahomes can get this offense revved up on the road? Yes. Yes, I do, and I also think against the Buffalo Bills defense, it also is not a dominant defense they're about to face. The bigger test on that will be the Denver Broncos coming out of the bye week. But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. You know, since the vibes have been better and offensively and defensively they've been a lot better, these have been games at home against the Ravens. Yes, the Jags, they lost, and that was a road game. That'd be the one you'd push back on. But the Lions, 30-17 at home. Chiefs, 31-0 against the Raiders at home. Chiefs, 28-7. At home. I just want to see it on the road. I think we all saw the postseason, as I mentioned earlier a couple years ago, when Mahomes was in the wild card round and went road game after playing the Miami Dolphins or whatever it was, if I have my year right.
Yeah.
So we've seen it. This is not like, oh my gosh, is he going to turn into a pumpkin on the road? Of course not. That's not what I'm asking. But the dominant offense-defense combination, top five offense, a defense playing like for the last three weeks, a top two defense, even though for the season they're top 10, will that continue on the road? And the pure dominance. Now, they're also playing the best quarterback they've faced in a bit here, right? In fact, of the season, because I think Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the league. So to me, they're facing the best possible quarterback they can face in the year 2025 this week. But I just want to see how they perform on the road a little bit. Back-to-back road games, Cody, coming up against Buffalo and then Denver.
I worry about it a little, but at the same time, to your point, like the Chiefs schedule, and I try to look at everyone's schedule because I'm judgmental of the Bills schedule, right? I'm judgmental of like the Patriots schedule. I saw the stat from Scott Catchmore today talking about when Drake May has to throw the ball more than 26 times, he's 1-9.
Wow.
He is not good in high-volume, high-scoring games. When teams score over 24, his record is really bad.
But a lot of that is last year, and nobody was saying he was playing at this level last year.
Sure, but like historically, in his first year and a half as a starter, he's got to do that. But they face Jared Goff. He's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Justin Herbert, I think he's at least 10. So probably somewhere in that range. I think we would put Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson all in that range as well. So it's not that they haven't faced anyone. It's just they haven't caught anybody at their best. What's weird is the best performance, I thought, by any quarterback after week one, because I think Justin Herbert played great against him, the best play they got from any quarterback against him the rest of the year was Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence sucks. He's on pace for his worst season as a starter.
That's your guy.
Liam Cohen can't even fix him.
And now Travis Hunter's out on the IR.
Yeah, and so, Liam Cohen can't even fix him, Gold. And so the new quarterback, new coordinator, let's get it all fixed. Here comes Trevor Lawrence's guy. That's not even solving his problem. He's got Brian Thomas, a star, I think, at wide receiver. Travis Hunter, a huge chunk of this year, and his numbers are still bad. And so part of me thinks their defense will travel because it has been good. Home or road in every single quarterback except Justin Herbert and the one game I can't explain against Jacksonville. That one I have to just throw into an ether. I can't pretend like I understand what happened in that game. So I'm just going to ignore it for a minute, and I'm going to tell you what Russell Wilson and Herbert and Hurts and Goff and all those guys did combined, which was not very much. And some of those are home and some of them are road. But not very much. I think the defense will travel.
And this goes into the, as we were mentioning, kind of the narrative of what could happen, win or lose. You know, if the Chiefs win and the defense holds Josh Allen somewhat in check, you know, and holds them, I'll say, under 24 points or at 24 or less, and that kind of gives you an idea of the score prediction that I'm going with a little bit later on today. If they do that, then that is a dominant defensive performance, if that's the case. And so if they do that, I think you'll get more people nationally on board with where this defense is at. You know, everybody's talking about the offense and how, oh, my gosh, look out. I don't think defensively people are talking much about them because they're not forcing a crazy amount of turnovers. They're not sacking the quarterback at a crazy rate, but they're really good in coverage. Steve Spagnuolo, when they got to get stops, they get it. He has the best counterpunch in football. He sees what you do on your opening drive, and he makes his adjustments, and nobody does that better.
Yeah, I think so. And that's, again, that's why, and look, Josh Allen's going to get some yardage in this game. He's going to score some touchdowns.
Of course.
The game's not going to be 31-0 at the end of it.
What happens if it is? What will you do?
I will officially be just declare the regular season over. Just end it. The Chiefs.
No,
like,
will you do something on the show?
Oh, if it's 31 to nothing,
actually 31-0.
I'll jump through 10 tables on the show. Well, I mean, you know.
All right,
just consecutive. We'll just get them every week.
There's
until
a folding
the end of the
table right over
season.
There next to us.
Yeah, we'll make it work no matter what. But I mean, the truth is, I do think it will travel. And the other part is they're going to get tested. Remember, I said when they're facing we'll talk about the offensive line later, but. Remember I told you they're facing some of the best running backs? Well, they're also facing some of the best offenses. Buffalo Bills have a top 10 offense this year. Denver doesn't, but Indy has the number one offense. Dallas has the number two or three offense. Like, these are some teams that can score. These aren't just good teams. These are teams that score. And so they're going to get tested. We'll know everything we need to know about the Chiefs' defense at the end of this run. That's how I feel. The only problem is you wish it happened sooner. So if you need to make a trade or make some other determination, you could have done it by then. That's all. But I feel good. I feel pretty good about it. I had mentioned earlier, and again, reminder, we're out at Community America, 20 minutes away from free lunch for the first 100 people and your chance to win tickets to that Chiefs-Colts game, which I think will be awesome and is still currently at noon on that Sunday. So keep an eye out on that at the big ATM. But it's this weekend will be 10 years since the Royals won the World Series.
10 years, man.
Since we had that feeling. I'm sure you were up all night like I was up all night, and everyone. As a matter of fact, I did not go to sleep until 1 p.m. the following day. I hosted all night post-game and was on until, I don't know, 7 a.m., and then did some other stuff, and then went to bed at 1 p.m., and so it was a crazy wild time. We could play a bunch of highlights, and we could all just bask in the glory and live in our favorite moments, and I'm sure your favorite moments, Gordon hitting the ball over the wall or any of the other magical moments that existed and what still feels like borderline a fever dream, Gold, of what took place there. But the bigger question I have is, how close are they? Like, I can play a bunch of highlights, maybe we can play one, but like, I'm my question is, how close are they to getting back for us to even like sniffing that out of the divisional round in a CS in a World Series? Are they in that range? And what's weird is, like, some of their talent aligns with a team that could do that, and their pitching staff feels like it can align. I just feel like they're two players short when I look at what the Blue Jays are, what the Dodgers are. They're just short bodies. They don't have enough bodies right now.
I think this postseason, though, is a reminder. Like, you asked the question, how close are they to, you know, ever getting back to a World Series or whatever?
Probably
it's
not
really
as close as I want.
It's really more about how close are they to being a playoff team and, you know, being a division winner. Because that, to me, is the difference. You know, like, to sit here and say, are they close to being a World Series contender? It's a bit of a crapshoot once you get in. And also, as we're watching a World Series with Toronto and L.A. right now in Game 6 tonight, you know, two of the top five largest payrolls in baseball and the dynamics of where the league is at and all that, I think we all recognize and appreciate in Kansas City how rare it was for the Royals, not only just for Kansas City, but for a market of the size of Kansas City to get to a World Series in back-to-back seasons and then win one in 2015. So for me, when you ask that, how close do I think they are to winning this division? Because you win your division, to me, you got a shot.
Then you're a World Series contender.
And I understand the Royals as a wild card team in 14 made the World Series.
They're the anomaly.
That is the anomaly. That is the outlier, 100%. So for me, you know, competing in the division, this division is way tougher than what we thought it was going to be. Like 2 years ago, we had a discussion. We said, all right, you know, the good thing about the AL Central, Cody, is
it's weak. You just get like 85 wins and win this thing.
Unfortunately, not the case. The Guardians, even in years where it seems like they're trying to not spend money, the Guardians continue to develop pitching at a better rate than anybody in the division, although the Royals
Royals are getting close.
Royals are starting to do a really nice job in that area. The Twins are the one team that had an off year, a reset. They just hired Derek Shelton, I think, the old Pirates manager. The White Sox, of course, are pathetic. And then you have a team like the Tigers who are young. They got a young core, and they're going to be a problem for a while. I know they collapsed towards the end of the season, but still.
It's still a really talented team.
The Royals, I mean, we know what they need to fix in the offseason. I think they are well aware of that. They have the core pieces and everything. They're not far off from being atop the division. I still maintain that. I do not think they are
handful of
worlds,
games last year,
worlds
right?
behind.
Like
they're not worlds behind the Tigers or the Guardians by any means. But I've told you my biggest concern, if we're just talking about for next year, my biggest concern is that they are approaching the offseason, and we'll see, that, hey, a lot of the players that underachieved a year ago, Cody, are just going to get back and be right there. And all the players and multiple guys that maybe had career-type seasons, they'll do that again, and I think that's a really scary spot to put yourself in, that all the good stuff is going to be good again and all the bad stuff won't be bad again. And I'm not saying it's that simple for them. They're much smarter than that.
It was the first time since the 80s since they had 230 home run hitters.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, like Mikel Garcia, huge, huge season.
Yeah.
How likely is he to have that exact type of year? And if you're saying, well, he drops off a little bit, that's okay. Okay. All right, well, then who's elevating from there? We have Vinny on the show. He had a hell of a season. Do I think he's going to have a much better season than what he just had? Probably not. That's not even a shot at him. He had a great year.
He had a tremendous
He's a silver slugger finalist.
Yeah,
you know?
He might win a gold glove.
So is he? There's not a much more up to go, in my opinion, statistically at least, for Vinny. For Bobby, it was, in his world, a down year, but he still is going to finish top, what, five, six in MVP when the season's done?
Yeah, he'll be top five. He'll be just behind the two major players, right? It'll be Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, and then you'll see Bobby Wood Jr.'s name with an equal percentage, third place or fourth place votes, right behind those two guys. And so, look, I just want it to feel like it's possible again. We got the playoffs a couple of years ago. It was nice to feel that feeling again. I was happy that they were just back in the playoffs. But when you get 10 years removed from, remember what it was like to watch a World Series team? And look, it's so funny. 14 was such a different blessed ride where they won the wild card game in insane fashion, swept the next series. You know, like, they cruised to the World Series, and then it had to go seven. In 15, it was more the traditional path. Every series was a fight. They had to do things and earn things in order to, like, they needed Correa to miss a ball. They needed those things in order to kind of get there. But, man, I want that feeling back. And I think some of it just goes back to the same thing, which is, the greed for championships is so much higher now that I see how much the Chiefs are going to add to the city's total.
Yeah, the calculus
the Royals
changed,
started it, or Sporting started, whoever you want to credit with starting it. There were championships in this city being won by teams that weren't the Chiefs. And now the Chiefs are doing all the lifting. I just want the Royals to feel like they got a chance. I don't think next year's team has a chance to win a championship. If either Jack Caglione comes on as a star, or if they find a way to significantly upgrade some of their corner outfield positions. One of those two things happen, and I think they got a real shot to win the division and a real shot to win a World Series. It's a long shot still. The top five payrolls run the show here. Top 10 payrolls are pretty much all the World Series winners, except the Royals 10 years ago. So, like, it's still a massive uphill battle. I'm not going to pretend it's not.
So last night, you're watching maybe Thursday Night Football. It's on Prime. You know, this weekend you're taking a look. I know Drew was taking a look at the college football slate and which games maybe are on ABC, which college football games are on ESPN and all that. And then once 11 o'clock our time hit last night, you might have gone to your guide if you're a YouTube TV subscriber and you said, hey, whoa, where did my ESPN go? Where did my ABC go? Here we go again. I'm so sick of it. And I'm not even blaming one particular side. They're both to blame. YouTube TV, Disney on the other side of it. We're once again experiencing one of these disputes. We used to get these when cable was only around as well. This is not just unique to streaming. YouTube TV tends to have a lot of these, it seems like, these days. But right now, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, you cannot watch ABC unless you have the bunny ears or digital antenna. And you cannot watch ESPN this weekend unless they come to an agreement. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of this stuff, and it's happening more and more. And I think the big reason in this particular instance is happening is because ESPN has their standalone app, and they are hoping people just go with that. And so they're likely approaching YouTube TV with a massive increase that they want in the rate that they get via their deal with YouTube TV. But this stuff sucks for the consumer.
Yep.
And it's not going to end. And look, I'm not naive. Like, ESPN will be back on YouTube TV at some point. I don't know if
it's
2 days from now or 2 weeks from now, but it'll be back. It's not away forever. However, we all know even if it comes back in a week or 3 days, come January or February, all of a sudden, guess what's going to happen to those of us that subscribe to YouTube TV? All of a sudden, your bill's going to go up another $5 or $10 a month.
I got to say, it is always just like, they always put it on us, like, go to keepmynetworks.com.
No, both of you figure it out.
Yeah, come on, I'm out of the game. Yeah. What is this, my responsibility? Now get your ass in a room. I don't have anything to do with this. You're the ones in charge. Like, I saw, look, and they all put him out, but like Van Pelt, who I think is excellent at what he does. If you're a YouTube
All their big personalities did that.
Including college football, NFL, go to keepmynetworks.com so you don't miss out. Like, get out of here. No, I will not be going to keepmynetworks.com. I am a YouTube TV subscriber. You know what I'll do, Gold, instead of this? It'll have nothing to do with ESPN. I'll just threaten to cancel like we talked about yesterday to get a discount and then go outside of this. But I am tired of these carriage disputes. It's every couple of months. You're like, you're going to lose access to ESPN. Watch out. No, Fox. They just did one for Fox, I feel like, 2 months ago.
Yep. And so, I mean, Spectrum had one with ESPN like a year or two ago. They all had, this is not unique to YouTube TV. I mean, I don't care who you use for cable, streaming, whatever. They all have these.
It's a part of the business model.
Yes.
Like, you like doing these lockouts so you can try to, like, force public pressure into getting a lower
rate. That's exactly what it is.
And so, like, I'm over it. I'm just over it. No, I'm not going to – you're not going to just get me to, like, pop over to the standalone app, which they're charging an astronomical number.
I don't even know what it is.
It's like, well, the problem is it's a bundle, but it's
30,
like 40 a month. Or
I think
30.
A month. It's, yeah,
I think so.
It's a big figure.
Where they got us is our demographic on this show and majority of people listening is, look, we love live sports. We all love live sports. You know, if you're someone that doesn't like sports at all, like these aren't problems really for you. You're good. You don't have to have many of these streaming options, and you're good. But live sports is where the money is at. For the advertisers, for the networks and everything.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that people don't DVR and watch 5 days later. You know, you miss your show on any, you can watch days and weeks later. You know, the Chiefs game, you're not waiting 3 days to watch it. You're watching it live, and they know that, and that's the business model that works. That's why these TV rights deals are just massive. It's whether we're talking college football, whether we're talking NFL, and why they're going to streaming on Black Friday and all of it. It's only going to increase. You know, this is just the beginning of all this still.
I'm with you. I cannot, though. I can't recommend an antenna enough. Like, seriously.
Yeah. No,
antenna. They just plug into the back of your TV like anything else, and you can go to ABC, Fox, CBS, NBC.
Yeah, the locals, you're good.
You don't miss the local Chiefs games because it's college game day for a Big 12 game for the first time all year. And that would normally be over on ABC and ESPN. At least you can still watch it on ABC. At least there's something you're holding against them. It's one of the few free TV things left remaining on this planet. Getting an antenna is absolutely worth it, in my opinion.
913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Top two texts, Cody. Maybe if they listen to Professor Tapp's segment yesterday, just threaten to cancel. Maybe if you cancel, it'll solve everything.
That's correct. They will offer you a significant discount. I'll say that.
I don't think YouTube TV will, though. Oh, it's all digital. You go on there and you hit cancel. I don't think they really offer you much.
Oh, you say they're keeping it simple? They're big business?
I don't think it's the same as
big business
going through. Now, maybe like if you're willing to be without it for a month.
I think that's
or switch
I told
to
you, that's the thing.
Fubo or whatever it is.
Yeah. How long can you be without your streaming provider? Go to Hulu TV.
And I understand people
under a deal for a month.
I understand people are on the air, you know, and that they'll mention, you know, go through this, you know, streaming option that's illegal. Yeah, I'm talking about legal streaming options, okay? Like whenever we do these conversations, we always get someone that says, "Why don't you check out one of those streaming sites?" Yeah, we're not on the show. We're not going to discuss the illegal streaming options that people use to work around this kind of stuff.
This is an above board show.
That's right. We are. We are fully above board.
We've never done anything illegal after my childhood antics that I've already admitted to on the air.
Yeah.
Not a thing. Gold doesn't even go a mile per hour over the speed limit, ever.
Yeah, definitely not. A little update on something we discussed earlier. We're talking about the Miami Dolphins and Thursday Night Football and how embarrassing they were, and could today be the day Mike McDaniel ends up getting fired? Well, Adam Schefter moments ago says Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of the season, according to sources. If they weren't going to do it today with the mini bye, then that makes the most sense. You're stuck with Tua either way. And so there's your decision. If you're wondering, would Mike McDaniel be an in-season coach firing, barring something drastically changing, the answer is no. Now, he's probably still getting fired at the end of the year, but they're not going to move on in season.
No, I mean, look, it's fine. I think you want to wait out the rest of the year. I don't think you're losing out on whatever coaching candidate you want, Cole, based on that. That team has seemingly quit, or at least just aren't very good, I guess, Gold. Maybe it's one of the two, right? Sometimes teams don't quit. Sometimes they just don't have talent. That could certainly be it. But Tua still looks lost. They're kind of stuck in no man's land. And so if they want to ride out the rest of the year with Mike McDaniel, I don't blame them. But we still know, right, he's lame duck, right? He's not going to be their head coach next year. You don't see a world in which McDaniel is their head coach going forward. I don't care how much this interim guy likes him, unless they rattle off wins for the rest of the season, which I don't foresee happening. I don't see a path where it happens. So let him coach out the rest of the year, and we'll see which kind of way it goes.
Coming up next, as we continue broadcasting live from Community America Credit Union, their Red Friday tailgate. We're at the Blue Springs branch, South Outer Road, just off of I-70. The tailgate gets started here in about 5 minutes or so. We got people already lined up at the big ATM. That's where you'll have a chance to win Chiefs-Colts tickets. We've got a food truck out here, which will start serving some food for the first 100 people as well. Going to have a good time on a Halloween edition of Red Friday. Up next, Josh Briscoe going to join us, our pre- and post-game host
on
the Chiefs Radio Network. I want to find out what he's wearing for Halloween, but also find out how confident he is. In fact, is this the most confident he's been in a while when the Chiefs are taking on the Bills? That's next here on Cody and Gold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.